Sachemal Pumbio. So why would he come and lie to the people? Mm. Why would he come to? Maybe my brother Dennis might not be privy to that. But that doesn't mean he doesn't know what happens at the top there. Do you understand? So they shouldn't go about telling them, trying to proclaim that Honorable Ken is the one messing up the party, the one on our side party. No, he's trying to make the base not happy. No, he's trying to tell people. You go about, you do something, you approach somebody to do something, and you're expecting him that because, okay, he will play the gentle card, stay at home, never say anything. There's no occasion that Honorable Kennedy upon has come out to say something if not for responding to something, right? You go about, hit my head in the room, at a corner. You play like the mafia and then their hitmen. You sit in the room quietly. Hitmen go out there, hit at me. And then you try to me, I should sit back. So they chop my head off, and that's it. But he's not that type. He will say it. So kuku kuku nenjaya, kika kika wouldn't also stop. So we shouldn't look at him making Honorable Kinyapo look like he is a bad person. No. He's rather saving the party. Because in the long run, as I said, you can't run away from the truth. And it's better we understand that ourselves. We understand as a party that we have a serious fight ahead. The fight we are fighting against President Mahama. 2024 is at stake. 2024, which candidate can really will Ghanaians vote for? Which candidate can beat President Mahama? President Mahama, in the last election, look at the votes he got. Now, we are in a situation that even without what we wanted, we had a COVID, the Ukraine thing. The government, we have to say, is very unpopular. It's very, very unpopular now. The government is very unpopular. And then we cannot lie to ourselves that all things are good. But unfortunately, there's hope. And that hope is somebody who blends. Somebody who can say, because of my track record, somebody who can say, because of what I have done, because of my connection to the grassroots, because Ghanaians know me, my job, in the history of Ghana and politics, no presidential candidate has gone to an election as a private person employing over 7,000 people. It's never happened before. But this is on record. Nobody can dispute that fact. Somebody who has created jobs for people, somebody who has been there for the party, somebody who built a hospital facility, over $7 million, give it to Ghana. All the profit, whatever comes, is not coming to his pocket. It's going to the country. Because of that, the nurses there, the market women, everybody is saying, Papa Weintino. So MPP is a situation that, because of COVID, because of things that is not, it came, nobody was expecting it, it's going to affect us, whether we like it or not. But here's the case. There's somebody who is like, somebody who because of principles, somebody because of the jobs he's done, somebody because of his track record, we have a peculiar chance to use that person. And the masses are calling for him. And so because the masses are calling for him because of his credibility and him being Mr. Straightforward, he should sit behind, rather not speak the truth to please people. He was not going to do that.
And he's not going to do that. So for you, your candidate is going to be very forthright. And according to him, he's going to be speaking the truth.
Till the end.
Great. Let me come to you.